The altar cried, sacrifice. In other words, the altar was saying, not enough. You got to do it again. You got to do it again. And it wound up, I think, the third verse. Jesus places the blood on the mercy seat, and then the altar cried, satisfied. Have you heard that? See if you can find that for us, brother. Amen. They sung that song as old brother Tony Hudson would say, I felt something on that. Amen. That is good stuff. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 tonight. I'm going to begin reading in probably verse 23. Read with us if you would. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Now notice this next little phrase, and in most Baptist churches I've ever been in has the Lord's Supper table, and it has an inscription on the front of it, so does ours, and this is the inscription, this do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my body. This do ye as oft as ye drink of it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat, or oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Now I'm going to stop reading right there. There's a lot of things that different people teach about the communion or the Lord's Supper, and we're not going to go into all of that, but we know the Catholic Church says that when you take that cup, it literally transforms into Christ's blood, and you're drinking His blood, and when you take that bread, it's literally becoming His body. I don't know what part of the world you come from, but I've seen enough Tarzan movies to know that's cannibalism. Amen. We're not coming in here to drink Jesus' blood and eat His body tonight. Amen. We're here to do exactly what He said, and that is to remember Him. Amen. He said, when you do this, do it in remembrance of me. You know, I don't think we ought to have the Lord's Supper in every service. I think it would just become vain repetition. I don't know exactly how often it's lawful to do it or nothing. He just said, as oft as you will, do it in remembrance of me. But I think a lot of times we ought to do our duties as we go about in the ministry and do them in remembrance of Him. In other words, keep Him at the head of everything we do around here. I mean, make Him the head of the bus ministry. I mean, make Him the head of your Sunday school class. I mean, make Him the head of the bathroom cleaning. I mean, make Him the head of the vacuuming the floor and the piano playing. Make Him the head of the nursery and the bottle babies and the rocking babies and the toddler babies. Let's just make Him head of the whole shooting match. Amen. And every time we come in this place, let's remember Him. My wife and daughter went to the mall, as they often do. We're just going to look. Uh-huh. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. We're just going to look, but they went yesterday and they had a little birthday party for Miss Kimberly. Just turned 18 years old. Hallelujah. Graduate our high school this year. But they went in this store, and I've been in it with my wife, and I got to thinking about it when they came home yesterday and showed me the gift that they had gotten Kimberly. And what they got her was some kind of little pendant on a chain. And what this whole store, the name of it is Things Remembered. And you go in that store and you can get somebody something to commemorate a special event or happening in their life. And they engrave that thing. And actually, Katie had, I think she had her name engraved on one side and her birthday on the other or something like that. And it's just something to remember the friendship and the gift. Amen. We've got stuff from Things Remembered for weddings. My wife and I have a Christmas tree ornament that was our first Christmas together. And that's what it is. It's a keepsake or a reminder. It's a keepsake or a reminder. You know, there's some things we ought to be reminded of in church. There's some things we ought to be reminded of in our Christian life. You know, we get to the place sometimes where I think we literally forget. We forget where we came from. We forget just exactly what it is God's done in our life. If you hadn't forgot, you wouldn't be so quick to judge other folk. If you hadn't forgot, you wouldn't look down your pointed nose at a bus kid when they come in and ain't dressed like you think they ought to dress. Somebody help me now. You've just forgot the mess he dug you out of that we preached about this morning. Amen. So I think we need to remember some things God has done in our life. Amen. For one thing, to keep us humble. Another thing, to keep us faithful. Amen. It's easy sometimes to get caught up. So busy serving God, we forget about our relationship with Him. And He's the one who gave us this life to begin with. As we observe the Lord's Supper tonight, it's a time set aside to remind ourselves and remember what God has done. I thought about every year, and I always watch with a tearful eye. Since 9/11 took place and the planes crashed, somewhere on the television there'll be a memorial service, and people will gather and they'll hold American flags and they'll have different signs and they'll stand and they'll weep again over those who died in 2001. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a group that gathers where we help Brother Barry and them start the church in Pennsylvania there in Somerset. It ain't nothing but a ditch carved in a field where that plane crashed. But they made a memorial there. And on 9/11, those families and friends and people in that town, they'll gather and they'll have a memorial service and remember what happened on that day. Amen. And I think that's fine and good. But I think we ought to have them pretty regularly just to remember what the Lord did for us. I want to give you several areas that we ought to work on tonight. And just a simple little outline. I told the preacher boys about it in class today, and we've used it 10 ways from Sunday, but I think it will apply here tonight. I asked the Lord to give me something for tonight, and this is what He gave me. Most of you are going to know the whole entire outline before I can get started. So I'm just going to go ahead and give you some things tonight that if we'll remember, it'll help us. Now, our scripture talked about self-examination. Self-examination, examining ourselves, whether we be in the faith. Making sure we're right with God before we partake of the Lord's Supper. And there's some things I want to give you tonight that'll help you if we'll see ourselves in the light of these things. We won't have to worry about being able to take this cup and this bread tonight. The things I want us to look tonight is the book, the blood, the body of Christ, and the blessed hope of His return. Somebody said, oh, that's old as the hills. The book, the blood, and the blessed hope. It still works. It still works. Thank God for the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. Hallelujah. Let's look at the verse 1 tonight. The book. Take your Bibles and be turning to 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. While you're turning there, I'm going to read or quote to you Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17. Where the Bible said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? Somebody talk to me. The Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. Thank God for His Word. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 1, and if I can find it in verse number 23, are you there? The Bible said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. Hey, listen, we're living in a society where most believe in divine inspiration. There are even many who believe in divine revelation. But I'm glad I'm among a crowd tonight who believes in divine preservation. I believe God has perfectly preserved for us in the English language His perfect, infallible Word. And that's the old King James Bible. Amen. When we sing hold the fort and wave the answer back to heaven, that is the answer tonight. That's the answer for everything that bothers us. This is the Word of God. Amen. Thank God for the book that told me I'm a sinner. You say, well, it was a preacher that told me I was a sinner. Where'd he get it? Come on, talk to him. Where'd he get it? Thank God there's a Bible. Thank God He left us His Word. Thank God we're not wandering aimlessly in darkness and wondering which way is right and which way is up. And is there a heaven? Is there a God? Is there a place called hell? I'm glad Jesus left it in His Word so you and I can know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And ain't you glad He didn't leave it at that? Thank God, ain't you glad? I said, ain't you glad He didn't leave it at that? He could have just said, you're a sinner on your way to a devil's hell and you deserve everything you get, and we'd just have to say, you're right. We'd have to say that little Samaritan woman, truth, Lord. He said, you're a dog, truth, Lord. But I'm glad He didn't stop there. I'm glad He went on to say, but God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Thank God for a book that told me I was a sinner. And thank God for a book that told me about a Savior. Amen. You say, what's that got to do with communion? You need to remember tonight. Thank God for a book that tells me how to live. Thank God for a book that tells me how to treat my brothers and sisters. Thank God for the Bible. Amen? Amen. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Amen. That ought to be our guide right there. Amen. Amen. Yes. Psalmist said, Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. Amen. 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 Thank God for this book tonight. Amen. Yes, sir. Y'all don't get real excited over that, do you? Huh? You say, what's it got to do with remembering Jesus? John chapter 1, verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Watch this. And the Word was God. Amen. When I read this book, you know what I'm doing? I'm fellowshipping with its author. I said, when I read this book, I'm having fellowship with its author. Y'all care if I tell that old story about the dime novel salesman again? I know you've heard it, but he knocked on the lady's door and he was selling cheap novels, and he sold her a novel, and one of them he had written. She bought a couple and went to bed that night, and she started reading through the little novel he had written. She said, that's the worst book I ever read, and she laid it on her nightstand. The next day, he came by again and knocked on her door. She opened the door, and he said, Ma'am, I couldn't help but notice yesterday when I was here that you're not wearing a wedding ring, and I could also not help but notice that you're a very attractive woman, and I also could not help but coming by and asking you, would you go to dinner with me? She said, sure. They went out on a date. He took her to a nice restaurant, treated her like a lady. He was a perfect gentleman. She went back home, laying in the bed. She picked up that little novel and started to read through it. And she said, you know, this book's not quite so bad after all. Yeah. Well, time rocked on, and he asked for her hand in marriage. They were married and went on the honeymoon. They came back. He went about selling his books. And she got up one morning right after the honeymoon. She picked up that little novel and she began to read through it. And tears started to flow down her face. And she said, this was without a doubt the greatest book that's ever been written. This is without a doubt, hey, the greatest book that's ever been read. You know what the difference was? The difference was getting to know and falling in love with the author of the book. So when we preach about the Word of God, we are preaching about Him. Amen. Things we need to remember tonight, the book. Amen. Let's carry on. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19, the blood. The blood. I'm going to preach real fast tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 18. He said, for as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the, say it with me, precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Thank God for the blood. I like that old song Brother Reggie Sadler used to sing. It's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within. Thank God for the blood. It still works. It still works. Hey, what got old Alex in the salvation last Sunday? What got him from going to hell to going to heaven? It was the blood of the Lamb. What got those that were saved this morning out of despair? And I'm telling you, out of judgment, it was the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to remember tonight as we partake of this, the blood that was shed for you and I, and get it out of our head that we did nothing to merit salvation. Amen. Nothing to deserve salvation. Not one good thing have you ever done. Amen. Come on, y'all, talk to me. If you can't say amen to that, you think too much of yourself. Amen. Now, I'm not trying to low-rate you. I'm trying to lift him up. He said, there's none good, no, not one. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. The only thing that could reconcile me to God was the blood. He said, when you drink this cup, you remember the blood that I shed for you. There was a farmer back years ago who was a sheep farmer. And he had his best ewe lamb. I remember when I first saw that in the Bible, I thought it was an ewee lamb. It's a ewe lamb. It means it's a mother lamb. He had his two best ewe lambs, and both of them had given birth. One of them gave birth to a single lamb, and that little lamb, or to twin lambs. And the other gave birth to a single lamb. And the mother that gave birth to a single lamb, she began to mourn, and she wouldn't eat. She was literally starving herself to death. So the old farmer had an idea. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll take one of the twin lambs from this other ewe lamb, and I'll give it to this one who lost one. Pretty good idea. He takes that lamb, that twin lamb from that other mother lamb, and takes it in to the mother who lost the only lamb. And he put it in the stall with her, and she began to sniff on it and look at it. And then she turned around with her foot, and she just kicked it out of the stall. And over, he had put that little lamb in the stall with that ewe lamb, and she would sniff it and look it over and kick it out of the stall. He said, I don't know what to do. She's going to starve and mourn herself to death. And laying in bed that night, he thought, I remember I skint that little lamb for its pelt from the lamb she lost. So in the middle of the night, that farmer gets up and he takes that skin from that little lamb, and she wraps it around that other mother's little lamb and puts it back in the stall with that mourning ewe lamb. And Brother Charles, she smelled it again, and she began to nuzzle it and nurse it and took it as her own. You say, what was the difference? She could smell her son. That little lamb that was not really hers was covered by something that she birthed. It was covered by something that belonged to her. And I'm glad when God sees me, He sees me as worthy and not as I am. When He sees me, He sees the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad I've been covered tonight by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. We need to remember that tonight. Thank God for the blood. If you've got a Bible computer program, do yourself a little trick when you get home. Type in sin. You know how it'll come up and tell you how many times it's in the Bible? And then type in blood. Only two words I know of in the King James Bible. For every sin, there's blood. 300 and something times. I think it's 370 something times. They're both mentioned. The exact same amount of times. Sin and blood. Ain't that a blessing? What are you saying, preacher? You don't know what I've done. There's blood for it. Preacher, you don't know how bad I've been. There's blood for it. Preacher, if I came in your church, the roof would cave in. Thanks be unto God. There's blood for it. Hallelujah. Preacher, you just don't know how filthy I am. There's blood for it. Preacher, you don't know the thoughts going through my mind. Thanks be unto God. There's blood for it tonight. Amen. Let's not forget that tonight. Thank God for the blood. I said, preacher, I messed up yesterday. There's blood for it. Preacher, I've been getting slack. There's blood for it. Preacher, I ain't been doing right. There's blood for it. Woo! Hey, there was enough blood to get me saved, and there's enough blood to keep me saved. Hallelujah. No doubt in my mind when I get to heaven, there'll be some that goes, how did you get here? Yeah, bro. Say, you see that man up there on that throne? You see them scars in his head? You see that wound in his side? I got under the spout where the blood came out, and I got gloriously born again. Amen. Thank God for the blood. We need to remember that day in and day out, that the blood still gets the job done. There's blood for every single sin. Y'all can check me on that. If I'm wrong, you let me know. Don't look up no NIV. You'll probably find out there ain't enough blood in the NIV. You say, oh, you're making a joke. No, I'm telling the truth. How do you know? I've done checked. Woo! Hey, but in that book right there, there's blood for every sin. Y'all all right? Thank God for the book and the blood. Take your Bible and go to Isaiah with me tonight. Isaiah, right before Jeremiah. Isaiah chapter number 53. I believe this is the chapter, ain't it, Brother Freddie? The old Ethiopian eunuch was reading. Wasn't he in Isaiah 53? And the old preacher come down the road and said, hey man, you understand what you're reading? He said, no, brother, climb up in here and preach to me. That's in the redneck version, amen? He said, how can I except some man guide me? That's what he said. And the Bible said that he began to read at the same place. And then he preached unto him Jesus. That still works, man. That's 2,000 years ago, Brother Freddie. It's still getting it done today. Woo! Hallelujah. I may preach, amen. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 4. Isaiah 53 and verse number 4. The Bible said, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now watch this. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know what that means? He took all your junk. He took all your filth. He took all your sin, every wicked thought of your imagination, every deed done in your body, and he laid it on the precious Lamb of God. We looked at the book and the blood tonight, but I want to talk about the body. He included it in the Lord's Supper, you know. He didn't stop with the blood. He could have just said, take this, it's my blood, and as often as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me. But he didn't stop there. He said, take this bread, and when you eat it, you remember my body is broken for you. I've never heard that vernacular used to explain or describe somebody's injuries. What happened to them? Their body's broken. You ever heard anybody get in a car wreck and say, what happened? How are they? Their body's broken. No, we narrow it down. They've got a dislocated shoulder and a broke femur and three cracked ribs. But with Jesus, it said his body was broken. My. What do you mean, preacher? He's beat up from head to foot. Wasn't a place on him that wasn't wounded. For me and you. Verse 7, he was oppressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before shear is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from the prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he hath made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Because he has done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Now watch this. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
He hath put him to grief. Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. When we read of the blood, that speaks of the death. Did you know you can die without suffering? I always wondered about that. I hear about people who die in horrible car accidents and head-on collisions, and I've stood there when the doctor said they never felt a thing. They just went out to meet God in an instant. When Brother Tom Washburn died a few years ago in our bathroom, we got down to the emergency room and the doctor said he never felt a thing. His heart just exploded. So he could have died without suffering. But you know what Jesus said out of his own mouth, Brother Charles? He said the Son of Man must suffer. So in thinking of the blood of Christ, we think about the death of Christ. But when we think about the body tonight, let's think about the suffering of Christ. Are you with me tonight? Turn to Titus chapter number 2. Or excuse me, 1 Peter chapter 4. Back where we was a little bit ago. 1 Peter chapter number 4. 1 Peter chapter number 4. If y'all beat me there, wait on me. 1 Peter chapter number 4. Verse number 1. The Bible said, "For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh. Amen. Remembering his suffering will help me when I suffer. All those that are in Christ shall suffer persecution. We're going to have bad days, and we're going to have dark hours. But it'll help us to remember by His stripes we are healed. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquities. On Him was laid the iniquity of us all. If the Lord tarries, we're going to suffer through many more things together. We're suffering through an economy mess right now. We're suffering through another one of our ladies diagnosed with cancer. We suffered through another funeral this week, and we're going to suffer many more days together as Christians, as friends, as neighbors. But if we'll remember how Christ suffered for us, it'll get us through another battle. And it'll get us through another day. Amen? One more and I'm done. Go to Titus. Titus chapter number 2. Titus chapter number 2. I want us to remember tonight, not only the book and the blood and the body of Christ, but let's remember that blessed hope. Let's remember that blessed hope as we take the Lord's Supper tonight. In Titus chapter 2 and verse number 13, the Bible said, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." Oh, let's remember Matthew chapter 26. Turn there. Last one. What'll keep us in the faith? What'll keep us in the fight? That blessed hope. What'll get us through another funeral service? That blessed hope. We pulled into the cemetery over there in Atlanta with Sister Sanchez's grandmother. Whatever day that was. It's a rather large cemetery right on the outskirts of the city of Atlanta. I mean, it looked like it's a mile across there, didn't it, Brother Daniel? Brother William was in the truck with Brother Freddie, and
Man, we've come across that hillside and you can just see all them graves. And I said, boys, can you imagine them busting open about right now? Woo! Can you imagine taking Sister Sanchez's grandmother and lower into the ground? All of a sudden up she comes the other way. You might as well jump and get a head start because you next. Amen. Amen. The blessed hope. I believe in that with all my heart. With all my soul, with all my mind. You say, what's it got to do with communion? Well, look at Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 29. He said, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day I drink it new. Here we go. With you in my Father's kingdom. Woo! I hope we don't have to do this many more times without Him. I hope the next time we're doing it, He's the one who's girded Himself and is coming around and serving you and I. Thanks be unto God. What a day that'll be.
Yes,
amen. Amen. The blessed hope. As we take of this tonight, let's remember these things. I'm going to have our men come in just a minute and serve. But before I do, we're going to have an altar call. He said, but let a man examine himself. So what if I messed up yesterday? Are you a member of Happy Valley? I know you. You did. You've probably messed up since we left church this morning. This is a good time for us to, if we can't all fit in the altar, get in the pew right where we are, and make sure our hearts are clean and right with God. Repent of whatever it is that's in our lives and ask God to make us clean as we remember Him tonight. I'm not even going to ask Brother Todd to play. Why? I want him to be able to pray too. Amen. So why don't we just gather around this altar tonight? Brother James, while we're playing, why don't you just stick the CD in and let it play? That'd be fine. Find you a spot. Find you a spot. Let's make sure our